I was born and raised in Elgin, Illinois, and raised in a godly Christian family. My dad's the pastor here at Living Hope Bible Church. Just because I was raised in a pastor's home didn't mean that I knew the Lord. Being without Jesus as my Savior was very scary. My dad and I would talk a lot about how Jesus died for me, but it was so overwhelming to me. I wanted to know about him, but instead of peace, I felt afraid. I didn't want to go to hell. How I came to know Christ. I continued to want to know the Lord, but I had so much fear and doubt that continued until the day my Grandpa Black died. He died, and I knew he had put his faith in Jesus. Even as an old man, God accepted him and forgave him, and I finally knew God would accept me too. When my grandpa died, I put my faith in Jesus, and I believed he loves me. And he would do anything for me. He died for my sins, though I don't deserve it. He rose again on the third day. He is my Savior. He is my friend. I am glad he saved me. My life since I came to know Christ. Since I came to know Christ, I care about what is being taught in church. I also started since I came to know Jesus, reading the Bible. I'm in Leviticus. If I read something I don't understand, I ask God to help me, and he does. God answers my prayers. I enjoy being with others who know the Lord. Going to church is one of my favorite activities. Also, the fear that I had when I was lost is gone. The Spirit has given me great peace, and I belong to him. God is my Heavenly Father. Also, since I have been saved, I look at God's creation differently. I love to look at the Lord's creation. It makes me, it makes my heart full of joy to see his design. My confession of Christ. As I come for baptism at Living Hope Bible Church membership, I want to confess that Jesus is my Savior and my friend. He made me thankful for all I have now and all I will have, my inheritance in heaven. I long to see Jesus' face to face. I'd like to leave you with scripture passage that is special to me. I like the story of the rich young ruler. He walked away from Jesus, and it was so sad. His disciples asked Jesus, who then can be saved? But Jesus looked at them and said, with this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. I don't know if the rich young ruler was saved, but I know God has saved me. He did the impossible, and I'm so grateful. Thanks.